With today's official opening of the George and Helen Vari Simulation Center, students and teachers in Nipissing University's nursing program now have access to state-of-the-art educational tools. "This is great news for our region," emphasized the president of Nipissing University, Dr. Kevin Walmsley, "and we're very proud of that. It takes a great team to make things happen." Indeed, there are around 1,300 students in the nursing program, many of which do placements at the hospital. Dr. Carrie McCullough, the interim associate dean for the School of Nursing, explained that the new center provides high-fidelity simulations to educate students. "For today's undergraduate student," she continued, "the simulation affords them the safety and the controlled environment to learn, practice their skills, and master those skills before going into a clinical agency where they work with real patients." The Simulation Center offers just that, simulations of medical issues which the students can respond to. For instance, there are rooms with mannequin patients lying upon hospital beds. These mannequins are more akin to automatons, as their eyes respond to light, they blink, too, their chests rise and fall as they breathe, and there are vital signs working within, all of which can be manipulated via an instructor's program on their laptop. An unresponsive mannequin would be called low fidelity, and teacher Kate Ranger detailed how with these high-fidelity simulations, we can simulate all variety of symptoms, different diseases and conditions. "We can make him cry," she elaborated, "we can make his nose run, sweat, and bleed. We can give medication and fluids directly into the mannequin either through IV or IM," she added. "All the fluids administered end up in a thick plastic bag near the mannequin's foot. A nursing student can place their stethoscope upon the chest or side of one of these patients, and hear sounds emanating from within, various gurgles and bodily activity, all of which allow students to recognize and ease the various maladies. The mannequins even speak, making the situation slightly uncanny. Now, the phrases are limited, but when one of the students asked if the patient was comfortable, and he responded that yes, he was, you realize the advantages a center like this can offer. Plus, an instructor can speak into a microphone from behind the glass, Wizard of Oz style, and their voice will come from the patient, which is a handy way to prepare nurses for how to deal with real patients. "A simulation is a cornerstone for any modern nursing program," explained Dr. Carrie McCullough, the interim associate dean for the School of Nursing. "So, this has finally come to fruition for us. The immersive rooms in particular are state-of-the-art." Immersive rooms? There are two rooms for this purpose. The walls of each room serve as screens, and projectors can fill those walls with various immersive environments. One example of a lesson Dean McCullough mentioned was you can create a hospital room upon the walls, and have students enter the room and identify any potential dangers. A pill on the floor or a loose oxygen hose, and as the walls are touch sensitive, students can detail the dangers before anything occurs. "As this is part of the daily work for a nurse when entering a patient's room, these simulated experiences enable students to develop these habits much earlier." The grand opening of the space came complete with demonstrations of all that was new, and the students' enthusiasm was as noticeable as the pride of the faculty and administration. Victoria De Luca, of the George and Helen Vari Foundation, emphasized that, "It is an honor to be here to see the facility, to meet the people, and see the potential of this institute." The George and Helen Vari Foundation donated $1 million towards the Simulation Center. Some of the money was earmarked to start the George and Helen Vari BIPOC Student Scholarship and Bursary Fund, to help Nipissing students. "George and Helen Vari were passionate advocates for education and its ability to transform lives," said Agnes Hilkeen and Victoria De Luca of the George and Helen Vari Foundation. "The impact that this leading-edge space will have on Nipissing students, the community, and future healthcare professionals, is something both George and Helen would be deeply proud of." Indeed, it was a big day for the university, and Mayor Peter Kiriko also noted that the new center is significant for the city and region, as well. "To have this type of facility in Northern Ontario, with state-of-the-art information, and state-of-the-art simulations is going to help attract students to Nipissing University." One of those students is Vanessa Cimino, president of Nipissing University Nursing Society. "This lab space is incredible," she said. It's a huge asset to student learning, providing us with the ability to practice our hands-on skills in a safe space before we go into the real clinical setting of a hospital. Having the ability to practice our skills hands-on is incredible, she concluded. The high-fidelity simulations have arrived, and our future healthcare will be all the better for it. David Briggs is a local Journalism Initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local Journalism Initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.